This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Taking swift action after the tragic fire incident in Lucknow, which claimed the lives of 15 students, the police have registered a case against 6 individuals and arrested 4 of them last night. 4 officials from the Lucknow Development Authority, Fire Department and Electricity Department have also been suspended following directives from CM Yogi Adityanath. In connection with the fire incident in Lucknow, Aliganj police have registered an FIR under relevant sections of the BNS and the Uttar Pradesh Fire Service Act against 6 accused and other responsible persons. The building where the tragic fire broke out yesterday had been issued a demolition order in 2016 over unauthorized construction. However, the order was revoked in less than 2 months. Meanwhile, the state government has ordered a high-level inquiry into the fire incident. A special investigation team, SIT, was formed to investigate the incident, and its members will submit their report within 7 days. At least 15 people, mostly students aged 16 to 25, died in the tragic fire yesterday afternoon. The fire broke out at an animation coaching center operating above a shop in the Purania area of Aliganj, triggering panic among students. 9 students were injured and have been admitted to King George's Medical University, Lucknow. Most of the deaths were caused by suffocation. PM Modi has stated that India is a fast-growing and credible economy and has become a reliable power. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a summit organized by a private media house in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi emphasized that the nation-first spirit has guided India's achievements over the last decade. He noted that current decisions and actions are foundational for the country's future for centuries to come. The PM also recalled his recent participation in the G7 summit, where he observed that global leaders acknowledge India's unwavering commitment to the nation-first principle. The Hajj Committee of India has started inviting applications from prospective pilgrims for Hajj 2027. Releasing the policy, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju yesterday said applications can be submitted online through the Hajj Committee of India portal and the Hajj Suvidha app, making the process more flexible, simple and accessible. Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatari authorities have confirmed the deaths of 12 Indian nationals in the Ras Laffan incident Sunday night. In a social media post, the embassy extended its condolences to the bereaved families and offered prayers for the departed souls. It also stated that Qatari authorities confirmed all those injured in the incident are in stable condition and receiving appropriate medical treatment. The embassy is working in close contact with authorities to provide all possible help to the Indian nationals and their families affected by this incident. Ensuring the swift repatriation of the deceased remains to India. The second meeting of the India-Morocco Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism held in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary Counterterrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Vinod Bahade, and head of the National Judicial Police Brigade at the Director General of the National Police of the Kingdom of Morocco, Hicham Bali. During the meeting, both sides unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. They specifically denounced the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April last year and the terror incident near the Red Fort in New Delhi on 10th November last year. Star shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the US Open Super Badminton Tournament beginning today in California. World number 14 Lakshya Sen, seeded second, will take on Belgium's Julien Karagi in the opening round of the men's singles event. Former World Championship silver medalist Kidambi Srikanth, seeded 5th, will face Chinese Taipei's Liao Jiufu in his first round match. Unseeded Indian shuttler Sanid Dayanand will begin his campaign against Japan's 4th seed Yudai Okimoto, while S. Shankar Muthuswamy Subramanian will take on a qualifier in the round of 32. In the opening match of the London round of the FIH Pro League, the Indian men's hockey team will take on arch rivals Pakistan today. This will be the first encounter between India and Pakistan since the Asian Champions Trophy clash in Hulunbuir, China in 2024, where India emerged victorious with a 2-1 win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.